Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation. Suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing. Yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. I overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. And I believe. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments. So much I don't understand. So much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, man. I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please. I believe.
Morning, believers and non-believers. It's Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday here. I'm standing in front of you and before you through Facebook Live, Emma E2K, as a believer. Because I believe that God has a stronghold on me, and I'm grateful for it. Every day, each day, I'm just grateful for the relationship that I have with my creator. And I pray for you guys that don't have the relationship. But it's never too late. It's just a conversation away. It's just letting him know, like, hey, I surrender. I need you in my life. Good morning. Who is not motivated today? Mondays is a double blessing for me. You know, every day is a blessing. When I wake up, I'm like, thank you, Jesus, for another day, for being so kind and for being so grateful. to let me see this day. But on top of that, I just feel a double blessing because I get to come here and just share with you guys and get inspired and motivated by you guys as well. So thank you. Thank you for sharing. I've seen everybody that shared. I appreciate you for doing that as well. Thank you for the support. You know, it's not really just about me and it's not really just about the show, but it's about the message and it's about the dialogue. So look, it's October. So those that could view me live on Facebook, I wrote October backwards and the other way because somehow when for video, it goes backwards. So I managed to do it. Yeah, you mean I did it backwards. And we're in October. Oh, Lord Jesus, October. October, people. Yeah, like how fast did this year go? It just went too fast. But October, before I even talk about, before I get even into October and into the topic for a quick minute, I wanted to give a shout out to United Skates in Tampa. So last week I didn't get to do a show because I went roller skating, right? And in my mind, since I'm 25, don't judge me and don't y'all start leaving stuff in the comments. But in my mind, since I'm 25, I started going back roller skating as like a therapy. And it's been working, y'all, because it's been a group of us and we're just the rolling queens and we just be, you know, skating and meeting people and just engaging in dialogue and just having a love. But I just wanted to share really quickly that I had felt. And I was like, oh, my goodness, right? But I wasn't even on the floor a minute when all I felt was hands on me and people just beginning to pray and call Jesus in the presence of it all. So that's when I knew I was going to be okay. Like, so shout out to all those, like, my United States family in Tampa. I love you guys. I appreciate it. You guys just rocked with me on the floor while I was there until the ambulance came and all that. So I'm good, though. I didn't break nothing. It's still sore. But, hey, you know, it could have been a lot worse. And, yes, I was back there yesterday. So ain't no stopping me now. I'm on the move. And so I also want to talk about those that are in the Tampa area for Flavor Fest. So Flavor Fest is at my church. My church hosts this, what's called Flavor Fest. And it's leaders from all around the world that come down and just kind of learn how to do urban ministry. Urban ministry is like the hardest thing to do. So you, there are classes and there are seminars and it's just three to 4 days of just loving on people, just welcoming them, and I'm showing how us Crossover Church does urban ministry. So it's exciting. We're gonna have performances. There's all type of people coming out to perform. But if you want to know more, make sure you go to flavorfest.org. And check it out. They have the list there. But it's from October 4th to October 7th at Crossover Church. If you want more information, I will post it on the comments. I'm going to be there. I'm going to get poured into as a leader. I'm excited because the last Flavor Fest, I was actually just helping out and just loving on people. But this time I'm coming in as a leader, so I'm so excited about that. Yeah, so Flavor Fest. So it's Flavor, F-L-A-V-A Fest. Yeah. Or go to crossoverchurch.org, crossoverchurch.org, and get information. Get plugged in. Oh, my God. I pray to see you guys there. So Domestic Violence Month. We're here again, right? It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We're here again. I'm telling you, just time is just going too fast. It's just moving. And for those that are standing still, time is just going to pass you by. So get on it. We're in October already. I'm going to play some quick music, and then I'm going to be right back with the topic and some more information for October.
No one ever told me this would be easy. but I never knew that it could be this hard. Oh, the worry, the worry, the worry is weighing on me. Could you help me break down all these question marks?
Another blessed Monday to be here. Y'all, it's October 1st. We're in October already. Lord, where has the time gone? Like, I'm telling you, people that are staying stagnated, that are just indulging in idle time, time just keeps going. And you will be left behind if you don't just, you know, take advantage of the days that God gives us. Some people just get up and they're still contemplating about what they're going to do. Instead of just rejoicing that their eyes were able to open and their feet were to be able to touch the ground. So, you know, there's some people that just complain but don't understand that God gives us so much, but we're too busy complaining about what we don't have, you know? That's just food for thought. So October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So shout out to all my survivors and shout out to, you know, those that haven't survived. And my condolences to those that have lost people and loved ones to either the domestic violence or the breast cancer awareness. So breast cancer. So I've lost people to both, you know. Today I want to just go in a little more for the domestic violence. You know, breast cancer, it's a cancer, and, we, you know, those are things that happen to people, to some people, so we really don't have that even understanding of how, where that comes from. But domestic violence is something that occurs to both men and women. People think that domestic violence is just for women, but men are affected as well. And not just as the aggressor. They're affected as, you know, as the victims. Shout out to Arthur. Hey, Arthur, how are you? Welcome, welcome. So, you know, it's October, and those that know me know I start going in on DV. So I just want to share just some information, and those that feel that they need to hear this, share with them. Inbox them. They may need some information. You know, there's a lot of people that suffer in silence and don't like to admit it because they're either too, you know, not them, or, you know, this can possibly happen to them. Well, let me tell you the numbers, and you'll see how too frequent it can happen to anyone. So on average, nearly 20 people per minute. Let me repeat that because I need people to really get it, right? So on average, nearly 20 people per minute are physically abused by an intimate partner in the United States. During 1 year, this equates to more than 10 million women and men. Those numbers are just way too high. One in three women, so if it's three women walking, one in that three, and one in four men have been victims of some form of physical violence in an intimate partner or within their lifetime. So within their lifetime, this is just too painful. So I got this information from DV Statistics, which is ncadv.org. You can log in there. You can also go to Crime Victim Advocates of OffFlorida.com. Their hotline is 727-325-4413. I'm going to have all this information added to the comments and all that. So the National DV Hotline is 1-800-799-7233 or 800-787-3224. You also have the spring.org, which I've done fundraisers for. They're the Spring of Tampa Bay. And their 24-hour crisis line is 813-247-7233. The National DV Hotline, again, is 1-800-799-7233. And I'll have this posted in the comments. You can inbox me or DM me, Emma E2K, all across the board, on everything and anything, all social medias. You can email us at healingqueens@gmail.com, and we would love to get that information to you or help you in any sort of way if this is your situation or if this is anybody in your family's situation. Again, I read the numbers, and it's 1 to 3 women and 1 to 4 men. So you know somebody, or you are that person. Somebody in your family, somebody at your workplace. Be vigilant. You know, pay attention to the signs. There's a lot of people that are suffering in silence, and they shouldn't be, you know. But they don't have the proper information. They don't have the proper tools. Or they don't have the proper people around them that can encourage them and pour into them and let them know that, you know, there is a way out. You don't have to be, you know, stuck in toxic relationships, or especially those that are hurt. So love is not supposed to hurt, y'all. If somebody's hurting you, abusing you, and beating you, and then afterwards they finish it with "I love you," run. run. Leave everything behind. The materialistic stuff, you can always get that back. You can get that and then some. But your life, you can't get that back. Your life, you can't reorder it. You can't go to Amazon.com and get another life. But you sure can get everything else that you leave behind. Take heed to what I'm saying. Take heed to what I'm saying. Going into music. Be right back.
Bad decisions. I block out the news, turn my back on religion. Don't have no degree, I'm somewhat naive. I made it this far on my own, but lately that shit ain't been getting me higher. I lift up my head and the world is on fire. There's dread in my heart and fear in my bones. I just don't know what to say. Maybe I'll pray. Maybe I'll pray. I am never believed in, you know, but I'm gonna pray. Reading the Bible,
no.
I am still here and I'm still your disciple. I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you please. I'm broken, alone and afraid. I'm not a saint, I'm more of a sinner. I don't want to lose, but I feel for the winners. When I try to explain, the words right away. That's why I am stood here today. And I'm gonna pray.
Good morning, Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. It's lushradioonline.net, and you're tuned in to Emma E2K. Today we're talking about domestic violence. It's October 1st, so the awareness begins. I mean, I throw out the awareness all year long, every day, because I've lost people to domestic violence. I'm actually a survivor of domestic violence. So, you know, as a survivor, it's almost your duty and your responsibility to make sure that other people know about, you know, domestic violence and how it can affect you, how easily it can be. A lot of people really dismiss the signs. And so if you're in a relationship that's toxic, if you're in a relationship that's abusive, if they put their hands on you for whatever reason, whether it be man to woman or woman to man, once it gets physical, you know, it's toxic. Okay, so a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, he doesn't hit me or she doesn't hit me. Verbal abuse is also abuse. So, and it's not just a relationship of man to woman, but it can be family. It can be family. It can be parents to children or children to parents. That's considered domestic violence as well. There's a lot of people that dismiss the signs, don't really see the signs. And they're like, oh, no, you know, this person is just like that, and they're this and that, and they dismiss it. But it's domestic violence. So, yeah. And that's why the numbers are so high. These numbers are just too high. 20 people per minute are physically abused. And we're just talking on the physical. We're not even talking about the verbal and the emotional abuse, because there's verbal and emotional abuse. But on the physical, 20 people per minute. I believe it's more than that. I believe it's in seconds. But, you know, this is, I got this from ncadv.org. And so that's, you know, those are their numbers. But I way believe that it's more. And it's just a sad thing. Speak up. Speak out. Everybody else, see the signs, because people show you signs. You know, that it just forms in all type of different stuff. So they'll get depressed. They'll be, you know, through depression. They just won't want to do things. They won't want to be around people, because especially if they're being physically abused, you'll be able to see. And then, you know, how many times can they say they hit their eye in a doorknob or they fell or they tripped before people are like, how many times are you going to be tripping and falling and slamming into somebody else's fist, right? So they'll, you know, they'll disengage. As the aggressor, their job is to isolate them. So they'll become isolated and will be doing less and less activities and things because, you know, they'll get found out if they come out. So pay attention to the signs. If you have friends that are, that used to be like, you know, the life of the party, and all of a sudden they don't even, you know, want to come out. If it's summer and they have, you know, shirts that are covering, that are hiding, question it. You know, if you love them, you will question it. Why, you know, what's going on? Visit them more frequently. If you're not visiting them and you don't haven't heard from them, go pop up a visit, you know. See how they're doing. Are they eating? What's going on? You know, it happens that quick and that fast. And it's not just with strangers, and it's not just with your intimate partners. It's family as well. So take heed to the signs and just pay attention. You know, in 2018, this is a taboo topic still. In 2018, it's still a taboo topic. People don't want to talk about it. People don't want to admit it. You know, listen, if it's happening, it's happening. And so you can't heal if you don't acknowledge what's going on, right? So you don't acknowledge your hurt, how are you going to heal from it? You have to acknowledge it first before you heal, right? I mean, just saying it's common sense, right?
Hey, yo, this is Roy Tash, and I'm listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays while she plays my brand new single, Stronger, featuring V Rose.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, he'll help you get up again. Oh, when you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
Yeah.
How long till this darkness passes?
How long?
No beauty, man, all I'm seeing is ashes. I'm trying to climb, but I'm stuck at the bottom. One breath from drowning and sinking into this madness. Now I've seen my problems never fight fair. Got me looking for the runway. Yeah. Feeling like I'm in a nightmare, man. I know I gotta wake up someday. Heard buddy I know telling me that they praying. Lot of words, but I don't really hear what they saying. Long days I suffer, dark days like thunder. I've been treading water, but I'm about to go down and under.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little
of this pain, it's like I can't catch a break afraid. Holding on, but I don't know how much longer. I can feel my fingers slipping away. Dang. Now I'm feeling so frustrated. Why's it always so complicated? I just don't know if I can take it. I am breaking. When you need some help, trouble all around you. Feeling like you're lost, just look to the one who found you. Was down, but he rose up again. And the same power that did that lives in you, so just keep fighting.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end.
Trust me, I promise.
You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger
and hold on
and never give in.
Don't you ever give in.
When you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
We've got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
you know what's making you stronger.
We've got to hold on.
Leaving town, cashing out.
Good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another Monday morning. We're here. It's October. So being that it's October, we're talking about Domestic Violence Month, which starts today. For me, it's every day that I bring out this awareness, but, you know, the awareness month that they've given us, and we also share it with Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So shout out to those that are survivors or families of victims of either or domestic violence or breast cancer. So we're here. We're talking about being aware and paying attention. We're talking about the staggering numbers. So on average, nearly 20 people per minute, 20 people per minute are physically abused by intimate partner in the United States during 1 year. These numbers are just way too high. It's 1 to 3 women and 1 to 4 men. 1 to 3 women and 1 to 4 men will experience physical abuse in their whole lifetime. It's just too much. Way too much. How's everybody doing? It's October. You can call in if you want to, you know, talk about domestic violence, even though people still want to make it taboo. But you could call in at 213-943-3705 or log into lushradioonline.net. And that's what we'll be, lushradioonline.net. These numbers are just too high. People are just too quiet. Why? In 2018, we still, this is taboo. Why? Why? This has been going on for way too long. And guess what, y'all? It's not getting any better, so we need to really speak up.
Truth is
here, but it's hiding. So I make all of this music and they all like it. All your blooming smoke like it was cannabis. Why are we ignoring what the problem is? This year let's come together, put a stop to this. Long live the revolution, God who sucks.
Good morning. Blessed morning to you all. Blessed morning to you all. Motivational Mondays with your empowering and positive host, M-H-T-K. Multitasking here today this morning. How's everybody doing? October. I still can't get over. October. It's October. I still can't get over. That is October. October 1st. Motivational Mondays. How's everybody doing? You're logged into www.lushradioonline.net. You can also see me live on Facebook, Facebook.com/Emma E2K. You can also see me on Instagram live, which is Instagram, Emma E2K. So pretty much log into www.emmae2k.com. And, you know, I have my bio up there and all my information, everything that I'm about and everything that I'm doing. Shout out to all my healing queens. You know, you ladies rock. That's all I could say. You ladies rock. Also, log into www.healingqueens.org and support the nonprofit. So we do Life of Women. And in order to do that, you know, unfortunately, nothing is free to be able to help them out. We do need funding. And so we are a 501c3, and everything that's donated is a tax write-off. So we are a tax write-off. So if you feel compelled in your heart to help us out, you could even just go to the website, which is healingqueenswithaz.org, and purchase something. And, you know, 100% of that money goes to the organization, Healing Queens, where we can be able to help a lot of queens that are in need, that are going through, you know, that need spiritual healing, that need physical healing, that need moral healing or financial healing. So that goes to that. So I thank you and I appreciate those that already have helped and already have donated. You know, it takes a village. It takes a village. So without your generosity, we won't be able to do or have accomplished all the things that we've been able to do just this year. So thank you again for your generosity. Those that have even donated items, clothing, shoes, so we can be able to pass them down to other women. Again, we appreciate that as well. So the easiest thing, if you're not in the Florida area, is to go to the website and support us that way. So, again, it's healingqueenswithaz.org, and we appreciate it. We appreciate your donation. So, October. You know, some people just see it as the fall, and some people just think about it as Halloween, you know, when you talk about October. But October is Domestic Violence and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I mean, I think we talk about this topic all year, pretty much. But we go even more hard in October. I don't think that we should just drop the ball on, you know, once October is over, because there's families and people that are still dealing with either the tragedy or even the survival. Because even when you're a survivor of domestic violence, there's still a lot of emotional stuff going on. There's still therapy that needs to be done. There's still work that needs to be done. You know, it's not over just because the domestic relationship is over. You actually begin the work at that point in time. So, yeah. So, you know, I guess that's why a lot of people don't want to make the change, because then they like, oh, now I have to do this and I have to do that. But the alternative to deal with it, you know, a lot of people question too, why do you stay in, you know, in a, it's not that you're choosing to stay in a domestic violence relationship. There's a lot of people that don't even know they're in it. There's just so much denial. A lot of people, they're just in denial, and they're like, no, it can't happen to me. You know, I'm strong, I'm educated, you know, I have money, or, you know, all type of excuses or reasons that they think that, you know, they can't be a victim. Domestic violence has nothing to do with financials, how rich you are, how poor you are, you know, what race you are, what religion you practice. Domestic violence is just that, you know, it's just violence. And usually it occurs people, you know, from people that have gone through it and haven't dealt with it. And what happens is they continue the behavior. So not only do you, you know, when you, if you survive and you get out of that, then you become, you know, the aggressor, because you start protecting yourself. You don't want nobody to abuse you, so then you get aggressive and you become the aggressor. And next thing you know, not even realizing it, you're doing it to someone else, and it just keeps on. And it's a generational thing too. You know, there are moms and they have dealt with the husband, you know, beating them, and then they teach their daughters that, and the daughters go and have these relationships with these broken men, and the cycle just continues. And there's some people that's what they just used to being around. They're used to just seeing that, and it becomes like a norm, like a crazy norm to them. So, you know, next time, like, you know, you have an opinion about someone that's experiencing a domestic violence situation, it's one out of three women and one out of four men in their lifetime that will be physically abused. And we're just talking about the physical part. We're not talking about the verbal or the emotional. That's another thing. There's a lot of people that abuse other people verbally and emotionally. Like, you don't have to strike them, you know? I've had some male friends of mine, they're like, oh, but I don't hit my girl, like, I don't put my hands on her, whatever. No, but you call her all type of names. You degrade her. You don't lift her up. You don't encourage her. You know, you're very dominating. You let her know, you know, how she's not worth anything. Listen, that's sometimes worse than getting punched in the face, all right? When you're with a partner, when you're with your significant other, when you with someone that you love, and they're not encouraging you, they just, you know, every time you turn around, they're just degrading you or bringing you down. That is verbal. That is emotional abuse. That is domestic violence. So if you're in a relationship that, you know, every other word out of his mouth or every other word out of her mouth is words that are putting you down, that are harming you, that really hit home and really hit your heart, that is domestic violence. Whether you want to agree or believe, it is. And so what happens is the verbal and emotional eventually get physical. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go into my phone lines and see who's on with me. 254, good morning. You're on with Emma E2K. Peace. 254-759. Good morning, good morning. Your phone line is open. Okay. So it's okay. You can continue to listen. I don't force nobody to talk on the show if they don't want to. Maybe you just want to hear the show, and that's absolutely okay. That's why I'm here talking. So we're talking about, you know, domestic violence awareness month. It's October. We should talk about it every day, you know, but it's still in 2018. It's still a taboo situation. It's still a taboo situation. So I just pray that, you know, if you're in the sound of my voice and you're able to hear me, that you get help, seek these information. So again, the National DV hotline is 1-800-799-7233. Share this video with someone. If directly you don't really know if they are going through or not, but you have an inkling, share this video. Inbox this video to them, and they will know. They will get it. You know, just share it. Just share it. You can be saving a life just by sharing this crucial information, because again, a lot of people really don't even know or understand that they're in this type of relationship. I'm going to go back into my phone lines. Again, if you don't want to speak, that's okay. You just remain quiet, and I'll just keep putting you on hold, and you can listen to the show. 917, good morning. You're on with MAE2K, 917. Okay, that's fine. Again, on hold. It's fine. It's totally fine that you call in, and you don't have to speak. Some people just actually, that's the way that they listen to the show. They call in and they can just hear the show. They have it in their headsets. A lot of people that call in from their work, their job. So thank you. I appreciate you guys for doing that too. Having me, you know, plugged in your mind and in your ears while you're working, you can still call in and listen. So I really appreciate you guys. Again, let me go to my phone line, 718. Good morning, y'all with MA2K. Okay, you're back on hold. So there's a couple of people that are just calling in and just want to listen, and again, that's okay. It's perfectly fine. There's a lot of people that are, they get nervous for some reason when I put them on the air. I don't know why. I don't bite, and no one else can touch you, but hey, I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you listening to the show. We're going to like our 5 minutes away. And so I want to be able to read something which is from my devotional. And then I want to give my final thoughts about what we're talking and discussing today. I'm no longer picking up the phone lines, but you guys can continue to call in. And that's 213-943-3705. You guys can continue to listen for the last 6 minutes at that. Yeah, 5-6 minutes. So I'm going to read the devotional, and then I'm going to do my final, you know, my final thoughts in closing about what we were speaking today. So today, October 1st, is the source of life. There's a reason that the Bible refers to water hundreds of times. We have a continual thirst that needs to be satisfied. Our bodies themselves are made up of water. In fact, women's bodies are more than 50% water. Crops will not grow without water, and without them, we'd have no sustenance. Water is the source of all life. Jesus referred to himself as living water, and isn't it a fantastic analogy? When we have thirst for water, we drink and it restores our body. And when we have a drought in our spiritual life, we need only seek him and he will restore our soul. We never need to desire anything else but him, because he will satisfy our spiritual dryness for our entire lives. We will never thirst again. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation, Isaiah 12. Are you drinking from the cup that Jesus is offering you, or are you searching out other things to dampen the drought in your life without you seeking him? Everything needs water to survive, but God doesn't merely want survival for you. He wants to give you a supernatural quenching of the thirst in your life. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The word of God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for that. He is the living water. And I thirst for him daily because, you know, without him, I wouldn't have been able to be a survivor or survive. Without not knowing there's a higher power, without not knowing that he loved me and, you know, he was willing to, God was willing to sacrifice his only son for us. Like, when you think about that, and I'm talking to believers, you know, I'm not trying to convince or sway anybody that's not a believer. You're entitled to your beliefs. But I know the God that I serve. And, you know, and I'm going to brag about him. I'm going to be braggadocious when it comes to my big G-O-D because it is through his love and his grace that I'm here. So I don't take that lightly. I don't take that for granted. I rejoice in the fact that he's given me grace and mercy, and he continues to do it each day. Like, whew, wow, that's big. So today, October 1st, we begin the Domestic Violence Awareness and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. These are two huge awarenesses that go on in October that have taken many lives. Cancer and violence. Between those two, it has taken too many people, too many. So we have to continue the awareness because even in 2018, this seems to be a taboo topic. A lot of people don't like to talk about it. A lot of people are in denial. You're in a relationship and you're in denial. All you need to do is see the signs. All you need to understand is that love doesn't hurt. Love is supposed to empower you and encourage you. It's not supposed to make you feel dumb. It's not supposed to make you feel belittled. It's not for you to walk with your head down because, you know, the person that's laying right next to you is the first one to tell you that you're not worth anything, that nobody will want you, that you have no purpose. Those are lies. The devil is a liar. Devil is a liar. Those are lies. Do not believe that from anybody that tells you that. And anybody that tells you that is the person you don't want around you. You don't want anybody that's going to victimize you that way. Because that's what they're doing. Verbally, physically, emotionally. If you're experiencing that and you feel that, get some help. Talk to somebody. Reach out to a friend. If you feel that it's gone to the point that it's scary and you're scared and you're afraid for your life, there are numbers you can call. The National DV Hotline is 1-800-799-7233. Share this video. Share this video with someone that may be experiencing domestic violence or that don't know how to deal with, you know, being diagnosed with breast cancer. Be a motivational person in someone else's life. Motivate them. Encourage them. Let them know how amazing they are and the purpose that they have here in this world. So this is your positive and motivated host, Emma E2K, with another blessing that is Monday, that you're here, that we made it, and that we're going to be productive for the remaining of this week. So everyone, God bless you. Stay amazing. Stay powerful. Stay rejoiced. And remember that you are chosen for this, for such a time as this. Stay blessed. Have an amazing week, y'all.